New Jersey resident Roxanne Schwartz told a story to the President's Commission on Opioids Wednesday that could easily resonate with parents in the Ohio Valley. Her two sons were denied by insurance companies when seeking treatment for conditions related to opioid use disorder.
We have spent over $300,000 in the last 7 years. We borrowed against our home, cashed out our college savings accounts, and withdrew money from our retirement fund.
Schwartz was speaking to the importance of parity, or providing services to addiction and mental health services equally to other health services. The President's Commission includes ensuring parity as part of a more than 100-page final report of recommendations to address the opioid crisis released Wednesday. Many of the recommendations address hurdles to treatment access and resources in the Ohio Valley. The Commission urges an expansion of drug courts into every federal court jurisdiction. The hope is to get people who commit drug-related crimes while suffering with addiction into an extensive treatment program instead of incarcerating them. Jane Emke, a past president of the National Council of Jewish Women in Louisville, leads a fundraising effort to keep a family drug court in Jefferson County, Kentucky going after it lost state funding in 2010. The court is used to get treatment and wraparound services like housing and job training to people with substance use disorders quickly.
Some people have died of an overdose before they can even make their second court date. This will get them right away into a program where they have a chance.
The commission also recommends deploying healthcare workers from the Public Health Service Commission Corps to fill the gaps in treatment in areas with above-average addiction rates. This would certainly include West Virginia, where the fatal overdose rate is much higher than the national average. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Rahul Gupta, says more treatment specialists are welcome, but treatment won't be more available until there is a full infrastructure in place.
Infrastructure encompasses personnel, but it also encompasses facilities and resources.
And Gupta says that infrastructure, along with many of the other initiatives the commission recommends, will require more spending.
What we need also on top of every effort that is now being planned and advocated for is ensure that it is matched by appropriate level of funding.
And it's not clear where or when that funding will come. There were no new revenue sources announced in the president's public health emergency, and the commission focused on how to best utilize the current limited funding. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.